coming up right now. Ow! Good morning, y'all. Let's get you fired up here at Rosie on the House. Broadcasting this morning from our flagship station, 92.3 KTAR, with Nathan Angel, Arizona Sales Manager for the Bellegarde Paver Corporation, and Mr. Ken Peterson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Shea Homes. We were talking about generational buying trends, and we were also talking about indoor air quality. And Ken, that fired up a couple calls here. Romy, why don't you bring Bob into the conversation? Now, Bob's calling from Tucson. Now, is Shea active in Pima County at all?
We build in Pima County, but not in Tucson.
Okay. Y'all are in Pinal County, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Pinal County, that's correct.
Okay. All right, Bob.
All going to grow together.
Yeah, it is. That's what they always say, right? Oh, Phoenix, man, and Tucson are going to become one.
I think the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation actually has a name for that eventual city. It stretches from Nogales basically to Cordes Junction. I think it's Solar Corridor or something like that.
Is that right? I've heard that. Yeah.
They're supposed to house.
Don't say it. I can't take it this morning.
It's supposed to house. It's a lot of folks by 2050. But anyway, Bob from Tucson's calling. He's intrigued by this concept of introducing fresh air into a home that's you were talking about. It's basically we've built thermoses.
Correct.
That have no air exchange at all unless we can control it. Bob?
Yes.
What's your question, my friend?
Okay, I am interested in exactly what system is used to introduce that air. Is it an active or a passive? And what choices are there? And that's about it.
Bob, that's a great question. You know, with evap coolers, it's always, you know, it's always active. You just open a window, right? Or you use the upducts in your bedrooms. But when we've got these homes sealed up so tight, as you were explaining it earlier, how are y'all regulating and balancing that pressure system to keep it healthy inside?
So inside of the plantum, and that's where the air handler is located, we have a ducting system that goes to the exterior of the home. It comes into the home with a MERV filter. And the thermostat inside the home will turn on the air exchange unit, and it doesn't turn on the heating or the cooling, but it's going to draw in that air, and it's programmed to make sure that we're exchanging that air throughout the home and throughout the day. So we're bringing that fresh air inside of the home. Now, if the heating and cooling system comes on, it's always doing the same thing. And so that thermostat controller is regulating that air quality in the home.
Now, I would call that a very active system.
Correct.
It's also the best way to control the system.
Well, it distributes that fresh air throughout the entire home, and that's the system that we really believe in, and that's what we install in all of our homes with our trades.
Because you could do it passively by opening a couple windows, but then you've got the dust infiltration, you've got the noise infiltration. Now, through this system, you're actually allowing fresh outdoor air through the duct system that's filtered.
Correct.
You know, we had another call related. And it was a gentleman who called who owns a Shea home.
Okay.
And he has, is it the cold air return? Is that correct?
Well, the plenum, yeah.
Okay, yes. And had an SRP come out and do an energy audit.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And they told him that he was losing his cold air out of this. And so they closed it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
There are a lot of home, not just the utility companies, but a lot of home energy audit companies are shutting down these fresh air intakes. Are y'all seeing a lot of that?
We do hear that every once in a while. And, you know, part of it is educating consumers and have our trades educate, you know, the public to really understand what we're trying to do. So your description earlier about these older homes, you had natural air infiltration, so you didn't have to really worry about that indoor air quality. And it was invisible. People didn't know that they were losing, you know, heat or cooled air outside the home. Today, it's really about educating everybody, and how we get that air inside of the home, because that's really, really important is indoor air quality.
We get you sealed up so tight, you're going to want to introduce some fresh air.
That's
for sure. And y'all build into the calculations the amount of time an exhaust fan runs in the bathroom, the amount of time a kitchen hood exhaust fan runs. I'll tell you, one of the things I did at my house, Nathan, you've got a teenage girl at home, is I put timers on the bathroom fans.
Oh, I like that.
I'd come home at lunch in August. No one's been home for 5.5 hours, and the bathroom fan is running full speed. Just was one of those little things, you know?
I often find the opposite problem, though. They're not turning on the fans, and then I get the I've got rainforest in my interior bathroom.
Hey, let's talk about – I want to move off fresh air right now because there's this other thing, this design concept, Ken, that we were talking about at breakfast that Shay's doing. It always intrigues me how – y'all can think through these components. I was recently, I just spent last week in Providence, Rhode Island, with custom home builders from all over the country. And one of the guys was a custom home builder from Park City. And he's in the middle of a $13.5 million custom home.
Wow.
And he says, Rosie, we first saw the plans of this house 3 years ago. It was a one year pad preparation on the side of this hill, and we've been in construction now about 9 months. He says, and the builder is, or the homeowner is stopping construction about every 6 months to reevaluate the specifications and the selections to make sure they're picking the most up-to-date product. Because what they engineered and designed and inspected in the house a year and a half ago could possibly be obsolete. How do you guys deal with that? How do y'all keep up with that? You're having to decide what to put in a home 2 years from now.
Well, you know, we do many things. First and foremost, we partner with great companies like Belgard, GE, Delta. And so we're working with those companies to take a look at what's happening in, you know, any future advancements or innovations in any products. And so it's a constant concern, and we have to be on our game continually and look at those products and understand, you know, the warranty behind them, and is that a product that we want to put inside of our home? But it's constant, and technology is moving so fast that you have to watch it, it seems like, quarterly.
Y'all have patented a process called Shea 3D.
That is correct.
I liked what you were saying the other day about this process.
Well, we did an extensive study. We did. We looked at consumer data from 25,000 customers that were interested in purchasing homes. We did this a few years ago. We did our own personal survey with over 5,000 customers and really talked about the livability of a home. You know, how do people really interact with that home for each generation group? And then we did on-site studies where we're asking customers as they're going through models, you know, what do they like or dislike about them? And what we soon discovered is some people would walk through a builder's first model home and maybe like the family room orientation to the backyard and the kitchen, but it didn't have the right bedroom count. And so then they go to the next home and they like that orientation of that main living area and it had the right bedroom count. And they would say, well, can't you just put that kitchen and living room in this home? So we spent about 2 years and designed a product that we call Shea 3D. We build that at 7 different locations across Phoenix. And we provide the owner, the homeowner, with the opportunity to choose that space. And we define 3 of them. We call the first one outdoor-centric, the second entertainment-centric, and the third kitchen-centric.
Okay.
So that buyer picks a home for their specific requirements, whether it's bedrooms, dens, flex space, and then they get to choose that main living area of the home where they spend about 80% of their awake hours.
I love that concept.
It's been very successful.
I love that concept. And boy, we were talking about the multi-generational housing trend and how that still blows me away. 40% of the housing stock right now is occupied multi-generational. The other thing as remodelers that we're seeing that y'all kind of, the new home industry kind of instigated for us was this outdoor living centric. You know, we would put up a little Ramada and a barbecue.
It's a little different today.
It's a little different today.
Well, that's one of the things. Belgard has been such an outstanding partner for us. In fact, we've even changed the foundation system of our homes to accommodate Belgard pavers. Because the back of a home, when we look in a backyard, especially, you know, we have so many great months here in Phoenix that you can have that outdoor living. We open up the back of the home to engage the outdoors as an extension of the living space. And so it's one of the things that we work with Bellegarde on, from the approach of the home, from the driveway to the walk to the front door to the front porch. You know, we wanted to have those Bellegarde pavers out there because it makes a statement for the home. It's architecturally pleasing. But then you have to transition that into the backyard. And so when we lowered our patios to 5.5 inches, we accommodate most of Bellegarde's products. And then from exiting the home, that hard surface goes all the way to the coping edge of the pool. And I'll let Nathan talk a little bit about many of our models across the valley. We demonstrate that and tons of your products.
Clean look. That's sharp.
Absolutely. Shay's been a great innovator, partner with us in the backyard hardscape, trying new materials, looking at different things, new innovative products. And you go through any of their models today and you'll find a vast array of the materials that we have available out there that can really accentuate the home or change the style from maybe a little bit more modern contemporary or to a more rustic look.
Yeah, one of the first trades I broke into was masonry, and then I went into flatwork, and I just love concrete flatwork. But I'll tell you what, when y'all started bringing pavers, I don't know, when did pavers make their way into the industry? I want to say the early 90s, mid-90s?
Well, pavers have been in North America since 73.
Have they?
Really in United States, started in the mid-80s. Kind of early 90s is when it really started to kind of take hold. We were doubling as an industry every 5 years up to 2006.
Yeah, y'all kind of came across my conscious stream and my radar screen about the mid-90s, and I thought they're going to put my concrete business out of business.
Yeah, and we really did that successfully about three or four years ago when we started to partner with Shay Homes, and it just caught on. So it's rare to see in an Arizona or a Phoenix driveway or a Tucson driveway in a new home being poured anymore. It's all going in as pavers.
It just doesn't make any sense. And Ken was talking about the innovative nature of Bellegarde. You know, the most innovative thing y'all came up with that we use almost every single day is that overlay paver that's made to match the full paver so that we can go over the old concrete patio in a remodel, cover it up completely, and then just go seamlessly to exactly the same product from the edge of the concrete out to the pool like Ken was talking about, or the fire ring or the fireplace or the pizza oven or whatever else we're doing. Those overlay were really genius.
Well, I would love to take credit for it, but we actually stole that from our Florida friends, where they've been doing that for a long time. And it just makes sense here. We've got all of these existing homes and pools. Why not be able to cover up that concrete and be able to beautify it?
And then the next most genius thing y'all came up with was the noche light colored, so you didn't create heat sinks in all the backyards. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. More when we get back right after this.